He doesn't look human. Something about him. It's more like a pantomime of a man than a man. True and righteous in the eyes of the 12. And though he acknowledges you, something about his movements and features are like the works of the mechanologists of Crimphalae. Artificial, ill-responsive to the world it now finds itself in. He is like the ghost that repeats its nightly walks on the parapets of some ancient fortress. But time has had its say. The walls are gone. Still, the ghosts wander around, seeming as if to fly, a stutter in history. So, too, the old groom. He responds as if he knows you are there, but something about him makes it seem as though he is greeting someone who hailed him long ago, someone long dead. The stars above your head are not right, and as you concentrate on them, you seem to flee the narrowing of your gaze until they are unfixed and hazy. But what truly bothers you is that you knew to look at the stars at all. It is as if some part of you, the part that knows north from south, perhaps, knows also that you are no longer in the world where other stars belong, and you are filled with an immense helplessness, knowing that nothing is the same, if even the cosmos itself has changed. There is danger in the air, even if the old groom sitting before you has done nothing to give you reason to fear him. On a stick is a dead rabbit, skinned, held over the fire. His eyes do not fix on it, but roll in his head like a drunk or a bride about to have a spell. And he waves to you again as if you did not see him the first time. Without words, he beckons you to sit. He is lit by a faint green light coming unnaturally from below, streaking his face in shadows that run the wrong direction. His lolling stops long enough only to ask, "Have you come for the horses or for the children?"